Today is Thursday, the 10th of April, in the fifth week of Lent. The monks of Pluskerdon Abbey sing the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our ancestors is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham, our father, to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence.
Omnibus libribus auspis, et tua profeta altissimi vocaveris, predicis enim antifaciem Domini parare illa seus, ad adam scientiam salutis plena.
Today's reading is from the book of Genesis.
Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your offspring after you, throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land where you are now an alien, all the land of Cana, for a perpetual holding, and I will be their God. God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you, throughout their generations.
Abraham fell on his face before God. Stay with this image. It tells us a lot about his relationship with his God. Have you ever done the same? Fallen on your knees, or even on your face before God? What propels you to do that? How does it affect your prayer? God changes Abraham's name to mark the importance of this moment. He tells Abraham, I will establish my covenant between me and you, an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. How might it feel to hear those words spoken to you? Put simply, I promise to be your God. Listen to the passage again. Sense the momentous scene.
Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your offspring after you, throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land where you are now an alien, all the land of Cana, for or a perpetual holding, and I will be their God. God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you, throughout their generations.
As this reflection draws to a close, you might want to pause, to kneel as you speak your prayer, whatever is on your heart, as you allow God to be God to you. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me.
Amen.